The Democratic race has been a little rough lately, but the candidates themselves mostly refrain from personally attacking each other. Maybe because that's because others do it for them. Nearly every day, staff from the campaigns of Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama hold open conference calls for reporters, and they often lay into the opposing campaign. In recent days, the calls have gotten even nastier, and NPR's Robert Smith was listening in.
It's 3 p.m., and across the nation, political reporters are on deadline. Luckily, there's a phone ringing at campaign headquarters. And who do reporters want answering that call?
Good day, everyone, and welcome to the Obama for America conference call.
Good afternoon, everyone. It's Howard Wolfson, communications director of the Clinton campaign. Thank you for joining us.
Most afternoons, the two campaigns are on these dueling phone conferences, taking any and all questions from reporters, a pickin' and a spinnin'.
What is Senator Clinton hiding, and what is lurking in those documents that she believes voters don't have a right to know?
Senator Obama, on the other hand, has not been forthcoming with critical information about his tenure.
She would be a deeply flawed nominee. There are character issues here that will cause us real problems in the fall.
Rather than try to build Senator Obama up, they have chosen to tear Senator Clinton down.
And so it goes, back and forth like this, every day. A raucous hootenanny featuring a reoccurring cast. That was Phil Singer and Howard Wolfson speaking for Senator Clinton, Robert Gibbs and David Plouffe on the line for Obama. Even the reporters become part of the show.
Hey, Howard. Hey, Mark. It's Gwen Ifill.
Major Garrett. It's Fox.
Jim Angle.
Howard, it's Andrea Mitchell again.
And you never know who's going to pop up next.
I mean, I think it's this wonderful kind of like blind date version of press conferences.
Anna Marie Cox writes for Time Magazine's political blog, Swampland. She sometimes spends hours of her day listening to these things.
I like it because it totally fits into my blogger lifestyle, you know. Like, I prefer to sit at home and have the news come to me.
And weirdly enough, these calls do sometimes become newsworthy. There was the time that Howard Wolfson from the Clinton campaign called Obama the worst name you can call a Democrat.
I, for one, do not believe that imitating Ken Starr is the way to win a Democratic primary election.
And then there was the time that Obama's lawyer, Bob Bauer, called into the Clinton campaign call.
You know, how is this any different, in fact, from the series of complaints that you've registered against every caucus that you lose?
Actually, Bob, we hadn't experienced this exchange since you made a series of complaints in Nevada.
Oh, yeah. The calls can get very childish and very inside baseball. And as a reporter, you can fall into this trap. If you spend hours every day on the line with the campaigns, yes, weekends too, then it's hard to find much time for real reporting. Anna Marie Cox has noticed the calls taking up more of her life.
I mean, they last forever. Like, that's why they're drudgery. It's like a White House briefing that never ends.
But you never know when something surprising will happen. So reporters keep listening to the very end, praying for deliverance.
That does conclude our call. We'd like to thank everyone for their participation. Have a great day.
Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.